This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what support they can get. McKenzie is the top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. He spoke Sunday to reporters who have been traveling with him. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza. That's according to the Islamic Authority overseeing that site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came under the fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes then that have been completely destroyed and many more that were badly damaged, according to the UN. With tensions still high, police cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. That is according to those who oversee the site. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and more than 500 homes were destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo sent about 5,000 people in Goma fleeing. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the United States strongly condemns Belarus for forcing a Ryanair flight carrying a wanted opposition activist from Greece to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk. Lithuania's president also called for sanctions against Belarus and if the country did not release the activist detained by authorities after his flight was diverted. Ryanair plane that he was on was forced to divert to Minsk and ordered for Belarus to detain him, drawing criticism from across Europe. Italian authorities are trying to determine what caused the cable car to plummet to the ground, resulting in at least 14 deaths. A young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy, the Israeli Foreign Ministry said. It wasn't clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon, then fell to the ground. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection, U.S. National Guard troops were set to leave and turn over security of the area to the Capitol Police. Guard troops, their mission ending Sunday, were expected to be leaving on Monday. According to a person familiar with the plan, talking to the Associated Press, the person was not authorized to discuss the plan. The Pentagon announced earlier in the week that an extension of the Guard presence of more than 2,100 troops had not been requested. Just recapping our top story, again, a top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it's risking giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. That is according to Marine General Frank McKenzie. Also, Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza. It was an 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. It came to a halt Friday, but it did leave behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes that have been completely destroyed, many more that were badly damaged, according to the UN. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.